Family values have come under the influence of the climate too. It happened in the earlier part of the century, once doubts about the reality of climate change had ebbed away and the implications had begun to sink in. Now that it looked as though the pursuit of happiness and emotional well-being through spending had reached the end of the road, people were left facing each other and wondering about the quality of the relationships on which they reflected. Their happiness had really depended all along. As people came to accept that the rates at which they burned energy and bought things had been unsustainable, they began to apply the idea of sustainability to their relationships and came to similar conclusions. Deciding that there might be such a thing as too much choice, they rediscovered the virtues of making the best of what they had. The feeling that too much was changing too fast, including the climate, encouraged couples, families, and friends to cling together. People made explicit connections between the environmental and the personal. If we're supposed to stop being a throwaway society, they would say, we should stop having throwaway relationships. As public sympathies for individuals' rights gave way to concerns about their responsibilities, expectations within intimate relationships moved in the same direction. It was not a retreat to traditional marriage. Although people rediscovered the ideal that partnerships should be for life, they held to the newer principle that partners should be equal, and their ideal of sustainability required relationships to be living things rather than ones that merely persisted. The tide towards commitment in mainstream secular society was what brought the middle classes together. It helped people who followed traditional religious ways of life feel that they held values in common with the irreligious majority, which now seemed less chaotic and less threatening to them. Parents became readier to accept that their children could find spouses outside their communities on whose commitment they could depend. Becoming less wary of secular habits and styles, religious minorities felt more at ease and became more deeply embedded within the mainstream. Meanwhile, many people brought up without religious faith strove for deeper security by seeking spiritual foundations for their relationships, joining movements that urged marriage for life as a prelude to everlasting life. All this has had a slight but positive effect on greenhouse gas emissions. Fewer new homes have been needed because the number of people living alone has risen less than had been expected. People use energy more efficiently living together than living apart. And fewer children need two bedrooms, one in each of their parents' homes.